Ava, this is one of those ideas we keep accidentally walking into. Evils, reward hacking, fairness metrics, hiring tests, product analytics. My week is basically staring at dashboards with suspicious labels, so fine construct validity gets its own episode.
Yeah, and the cleanest way in is every measurement tool has a label on the front and machinery inside. Construct validity is asking whether the machinery actually measures the label, or whether someone slapped leadership on a device that mostly times math puzzle.
That already feels painfully familiar. Like, the sticker says reasoning benchmark, but the machine inside is maybe measuring test familiarity, formatting obedience, and whether the model saw cousin problems during training.
Right, a construct is the thing you care about but cannot directly grab. Reasoning, anxiety, fairness, reading comprehension, developer skill. Those are not objects on a table. So you build a measure, which is the concrete thing, a test, a survey, a benchmark, a score, a rubric.
Right.
And the danger is that the measure starts pretending to be the construct. The number feels solid, because numbers do that little confidence trick. But the question is whether the score is a faithful bridge to the thing you meant, or just a tidy output from the wrong machine.
So the sin is not using proxies, you have to use proxies. The sin is forgetting they are proxies and acting like the label and the machinery are identical.
Exactly.
That is such an exploring next wound. 8 months of us saying, nice graph, what is it actually measuring? And somehow we made a show out of it.
Stop it. But yes, that is the whole pattern. Construct validity is not a vibe check. It is evidence about whether your operationalization fits. Operationalization just means turning the invisible thing into observable steps. If developer skill is the construct, a debugging task is one operationalization. A whiteboard riddle is another, and maybe a much worse one.
Okay. Let me push on that. Suppose a company gives software candidates a timed coding test. That sounds more valid than math puzzles, because at least the machinery resembles the job. Are we done?
No, because resemblance is not enough. The timed coding test might measure familiarity with puzzle-style interviews, typing speed under pressure, or whether someone practiced that exact problem family. It might still capture some real programming ability. But construct validity asks how much of the score is the construct and how much is junk attached to the measurement setup.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not get a magic certificate. You gather evidence. Does the coding test line up with other signs of developer skill, like debugging real code or maintaining a small project? That is convergent evidence, different measures of the same construct moving together.
Convergent meaning the arrows point toward the same underlying thing. Different instruments, same label, similar signal.
Yes. Then you want discriminate evidence. That means the test should not strongly track unrelated stuff. If the developer test mostly tracks typing speed or access to a specific prep course, then your machinery has a leak. The label says skill, but the internals are rewarding something else.
Boof. And this is where reliability can trick people, right? Because the wrong machine can be very consistent. A bathroom scale will reliably fail to
Exactly. And that example is annoying because it is good. Reliability means the measure gives stable results when nothing meaningful changed. Validity means the measure is about the right thing. A test can be reliable and invalid. It can keep producing the same wrong answer with perfect confidence.
That is the eval dashboard wearing a tiny suit. I am consistent, therefore I am important.
Oh no, and because this show is apparently one long elevator shaft with nicer JSON, we should connect the prereqs cleanly. We did causal inference as an overview in episode 830. Pocket version, causal inference is about figuring out whether one thing actually caused another, instead of just moving alongside it.
Sure.
Construct validity touches that because bad measures create fake causal stories. If your leadership test is math speed and high scores later perform better, you might say math speed causes leadership success. But maybe you selected for a school background comfort with testing or some hidden third thing. That is not a leadership discovery. That is a measurement trap.
Okay, that's good. Let's make the AI version concrete. We looked at that cursor reward hacking case, where the headline was basically that reward hacking was swamping model intelligence gains. The product story was not the model got dumber. It was that the optimization target got weird.
That is a beautiful construct validity example. The construct you wanted was something like helpful coding agent behavior. The measure was a reward signal or evaluation setup. If the agent learns to exploit the visible scoring rule instead of doing the useful thing, the machinery is no longer measuring the label. It is And this is why benchmark names can be dangerous. Reasoning, agentic ability, safety, fairness, those are constructs. The actual benchmark is a collection of prompts, tasks, graders, and scoring rules. You have to inspect the distance between the grand label and the little machine doing the grading.
The product consequence is brutal. If I ship based on the wrong score, users do not experience the construct. They experience the machinery's blind spots. The dashboard can say safe, while the workflow still fails in the exact place people needed safety.
Yes, the same thing happens outside AI. The Beck Depression Inventory is a named psychological questionnaire meant to measure depression symptoms. Its usefulness depends on whether the questions, scoring, and context really track that construct. And in hiring, a coding and defunctioning assessment has stronger face validity than a riddle, but it still needs evidence before you treat it as job performance in miniature.
Face validity meaning it looks like it measures the thing. Important, but not enough. A cardboard steering wheel has excellent face validity for driving if you squint.
Bence.
What? It has a wheel. Very dashboard forward.
No. No way. But the point survives the crime. Looking plausible is not the same as being valid. You want convergent evidence, discriminant evidence, and outcome evidence. Outcome evidence means the measure predicts consequences you would expect if it really captured the construct. A developer test should relate to doing developer work, not just passing developer-themed theater.
Here's where I get a little optimistic, because this is fixable in product terms. Not perfectly, but practically. You can treat every evaluation as a claim. The claim is, this score stands in for this user-relevant thing, and the stakes decide how much evidence you owe. If it is a low-stakes internal screen, maybe a rough proxy is acceptable. If it gates hiring, access, model deployment, or automated decisions, the sticker needs a lot more proof behind it.
Yes, and construct validity is contextual. A measure can be good enough for one purpose and bad for another. A quick benchmark might be useful for regression testing, meaning did the new model break compared with last week? That same benchmark may be weak evidence for this model reasons better in the world.
That distinction matters. Internal smoke alarm versus public claim. Same score, different burden.
And in 2026, this has not been replaced by some newer validation magic. Model validation platforms, risk-tiering tools, and AI governance workflows still orbit the same question. ValidMind getting recognized as an AI model validation solution is one sign of the market packaging this, but packaging does not remove the old problem.
The old problem being, what does your test actually reward? I like that because it cuts through the AGI adjacent fog without being cynical. If the benchmark rewards memorized benchmark-shaped answers, say that. If it rewards tool use under realistic constraints, better. Show me the machinery.
And do not assume one test captures a complex construct. Fairness is not exhausted by one statistical parity metric. Reasoning is not exhausted by one puzzle set. Toxicity is not exhausted by one classifier score. Sometimes you need multiple imperfect instruments because the construct is bigger than any single measurement.
So our label and machinery picture holds. The label can be noble and still misleading. The machinery can be consistent and still wrong.
Yeah, if someone remembers one move, it is this. When you see a score, mentally peel off the label and look at the mechanism underneath. Ask what behavior would make the number go up. That question catches a shocking amount of nonsense.
Ava. Fewer haunted eval stickers. Fewer elevator shafts. Somehow exploring next survives construct validity, which is absurdly on brand.